The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Right, we're off to Greece. Lovely part of the world this time of year. Helena Smith, the Greece correspondent of The Guardian, had a very interesting story and article in relation to the Greek government. Now, we will recall back at the time of the crash, 2010, along there, the Greek situation was really dire. Remember, Syriza got into power. There was a revolutionary left-wing situation. And the pensions and everything, there was uproar about reform and so on. Well, now it's turned full circle because there's now a conservative government in Greece and they have introduced legislation to facilitate a six-day working week. And to explain how it would work and how you can compel people to do it, Helena joins me on the line now. Helena, first of all, explain what's happening in terms of the legislative side of this.
Well, this is part of a much broader package of labour laws that were passed last year, but this six-day work week, a 48-hour week, actually came into effect this week on July 1st, Monday. And what the government is saying is for privately run companies and manufacturing utilities working around the clock, if there is a need for extra work because of a burden of work, they can ask employees to work a sixth day. They're saying it's voluntary for employees, and staff will be rewarded with obviously the extra day's rate and a top-up fee of 40% on top of that.
But in a market economy, doing overtime at the weekend is nothing new. Just explain to me the legislative context of this. Like in a market economy, you can, you know, employers and employees can decide their own arrangements. You said it's applying to the private sector. Is this a kind of edict from the government? Is it a facilitation? What is the legal change?
Well, it's a facilitation, but at the moment, I mean, Greeks take this very, very seriously. They have a 40-hour work week across the public and private sectors. So in a sense, not enforcing, but what unions are arguing is that it is up to the employer to legislate, to decide whether a six-day is necessary, is required. And of course, employees will feel bound to go along with what the employer says. And that's why there's been so much protest over this. And in fact, today, outside the Labour Ministry, despite these very, very high temperatures, there will be a mass protest of unionists over this legislation. I mean, the other thing that unions, which have, because of the crisis and the very strict austerity measures that Greece was enforced to take in return in exchange for international rescue funds to basically ensure that the debt-stricken economy didn't collapse, that it didn't go bankrupt, were kind of the axing of the powers of trade unions. So trade unions are also saying that they feel these very tough laws have been passed because their own powers have waned so much as a result of austerity measures that successive governments were forced to take at the behest of international creditors during the country's great economic debt crisis.
Yeah, and we went through something similar with a troika here. So the reaction to this government proposal, is it weeping and gnashing on the streets or what?
Well, there has been last year. I mean, the labour law, this big package of highly contentious laws, was actually passed last summer. And from doctors to teachers, you name it, there were massive street protests. And especially in the run-up and during the passage of this law in Parliament, I think a 3 or 4 day debate preceded passage of the law. And of course, the centre-right New Democracy Party, now in power, has a majority in Parliament, and so it passed. But unions are now saying, given the implementation of this law this week, July 1st, that they will be taking to the streets again. It's extremely hot here and not the best of times to be doing it. But as I mentioned previously, outside the Labour Ministry today in Athens and outside various government offices in the north of the country in Thessaloniki tomorrow, there will be mass protests over this. There is a lot of gnashing of the teeth because in the public sector, unions feel that this sort of sets a precedent, even though it's in the private sector, of how things are going. Now, one of the reasons why the government has passed this is because of Greece's very, very serious problem, demographic problem. It is confronting the prospect of a shrinking population, a shrinking labour force, and an acute shortage of workers. And this is why the centre-right government has said these laws, this extra work is needed to turbocharge productivity in the country.
And do people have an option? Like, some people would rather have their weekend off and work later into the evening. Is there flexible arrangements?
Yes, that will be an option. People can work, employees will be given the choice of working an extra 2 hours every day. That comes to about 8 to 10 hours, or an extra 8 hour shift on a Saturday. And as I said, the government is at the moment framing this as voluntary, but unions are saying, in fact, the decision falls with employers, and employers can dictate whether it's necessary or not.
I think to an Irish audience, the shocking part of this will be that, you know, what we're hearing right across Europe, in Belgium, in Germany, in the UK, in Japan, South Africa, Canada, they're looking at a 4-day week as an experiment to see, will productivity increase? Have they heard of the 4-day week in Greece?
Well, certainly unions have. And I mean, every senior union member I spoke to in the country, in both the public and private sector, said it's absolutely crazy. It defies all logic that when every other civilized country in the world is enacting a 4-day week, or certainly thinking of enacting a 4-day week, and pilot programs have been put in process, Greece decides to go the other way and enact a 6-day working week, essentially extending a 40-hour week of labour to 48 hours. I mean, so obviously it has not gone well. But as I said earlier, the Greek Prime Minister has referred to this problem, has cited again and again the problem of Greece's shrinking population, describing it as a ticking time bomb, and saying we need it if we're going to keep up levels of productivity.
I see that the incoming and outgoing EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen was in Athens recently, and there was huge controversy that they were the weakest link in the euro, their national debt write-off, it being unsustainable, and how it might sort of weaken the whole euro. Is some of these changes that the government is looking at, will there be the release of more EU cash in return for that?
Well, no, because, I mean, Greece absolutely was at the centre, the heart, the beating heart of the worst financial crisis, and of course that touched Ireland as well, a decade ago. But it has, as you mentioned right at the beginning of the programme, of this interview, come full circle. And it's actually managed to outpace its fellow EU member states, posting better growth figures than its peers. So it's no longer looking at receiving cash, injections of cash, rescue funds. In fact, it's looking at paying back rescue funds that it received to prop up its debt-stricken economy ahead of schedule. It's quite incredible, the transformation that Greece has pulled off. And part of the reason is that Greeks actually work very hard. Again and again, surveys have showed that Greeks work harder than any other EU member nation state. They put in approximately 41 hours of work a week compared to the average 38 hours that are put in elsewhere in the European Union.
Finally, Helena, I had this vision that Greece and Italy were at the front line of the Mediterranean crisis in terms of boats, in terms of migrants and so on. If the problem with the ageing demographic and the worker shortage is so bad, surely they can solve the problems by getting migrants to go to work.
Well, that's a very, very good point. And in fact, and you are absolutely right that the Greece, like Italy, is on the front line of boatloads of would-be asylum seekers coming in, usually from Turkey or indeed increasingly from Libya, in search of work and livelihoods in the European Union. And in fact, earlier this year, the Greek government, which otherwise takes a very hard line on the issue of irregular flows of migration into the country, has actually legitimized legal pathways by making it much easier for migrants who are already in the country to be given licenses to work here, precisely because, and not only migrants who are in the country, Egyptians, for example, who would like to come and find work in Europe. I think 5,000 have been given this opportunity to come to Greece this summer to work as seasonal workers here, precisely because Greece needs working hands.
All right. There you have a very good overview of the labour market in Greece. Our thanks to Helena Smith, Greece correspondent of The Guardian. And fair play to the Greeks. They've made some recovery of their economic plight.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Right. We're off to it.